scriptures highlight number 5 in the book of Hebrews, drawn from Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 9, where Jesus is the representative man. We do see Jesus, who was made lower than the angels for a little while, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. Our writer quotes the psalmist, Psalm chapter 8, verses 4 to 6, in his chapter 2, verses 6 to 8. What is mankind that you are mindful of them? A son of man that you care for him? You made them a little lower than the angels. You crowned them with glory and honor and put everything under their feet. It is a tricky passage, as is obvious from the lengthy footnotes in most English versions. The second line seems to be singular, while all the other lines refer to mankind in the plural. It is the nearly unanimous opinion of modern translations that this is correct. The quotation refers back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, where God says, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." In an astonishing act, God put the care of this world of ours in the hands of mankind. We haven't done very well with it. As I write, the main problem seems to be plastic in the seas. For centuries, mankind has assumed that the oceans are so big we can dump anything we like into them and they will absorb it. It is now clear that there is so much plastic in the seas, which will break down into ever smaller particles without dissolving, that all the fish and other creatures will be poisoned by them. We've scarcely done any better with the land. We continue to fight over it with each other and generally mess it up. But our writer can see good in even these problems. He goes on to say in chapter 2, verse 9, we do see Jesus, who was made lower than the angels for a little while, now crowned with glory and honor, because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. Jesus has rescued all mankind from the consequences of their failures, if they will only recognize that he has done so. Ultimately, we, his people, will all end up in his new heaven and new earth. What exactly that means, what it will look like, how it will relate to our present experience, we do not know. But we can have confidence in our Lord and Saviour.